With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. One of the largest settlements ever awarded to individual victims of sex abuse within the Catholic Church came Tuesday. Four men who were repeatedly sexually abused as children by a teacher at a Catholic church in Brooklyn will receive a $27.5 million settlement from the Diocese of Brooklyn. It comes just 2 weeks after the New York State Attorney General announced an investigation into sex abuse within the Catholic Church and its cover-up by church leaders. Christine Blasey Ford, the California professor claiming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her more than 35 years ago, late Tuesday, demanded a full investigation by the FBI before she agrees to any congressional hearing or interrogation into her accusations. In response, Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, who said Ford is still invited to speak to the committee, countered that nothing the FBI or any other investigator does would have any bearing on what Dr. Ford tells the committee, so there is no reason for any further delay. A federal law enforcement official told Fox News that Ford's insistence on an FBI investigation is totally inappropriate. Republicans had invited Ford and Kavanaugh to testify next week after delaying a planned Judiciary Committee vote that had been scheduled for Thursday. Kavanaugh accepted the committee's invitation, but Ford stayed mum until last night. And just one day after Republican Lindsey Graham raised concerns about the polygraph test taken by Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, her attorney is refusing to comment on who paid for the examination or provide additional details on how it was conducted. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.